USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Senator Joe Manchin Saturday demanded President Biden apologize for saying coal plants all across America will be shut down in a scathing statement just days before crucial midterm elections. President Biden's comments are not only outrageous and divorced from reality, they ignore the severe economic pain the American people are feeling because of rising energy costs, Manchin, a Democrat in West Virginia, said. J.D. Vance, who's running for the Senate in Ohio, when asked about President Biden's comments during a town hall meeting on Fox, offered this.
The obsession that the Democrats have with eliminating fossil fuels is crazy. The idea that you can run an industrial manufacturing economy, Lori, you know this, on wind and solar is preposterous. It's why the Chinese and the Indians are building new fossil fuel facilities. And if we don't rely on our own energy, we are not going to be able to manufacture anything, and the inflation crisis is going to get worse and worse.
A House of Representatives home was fired upon.
Republican Representative candidate Pat Harrigan from North Carolina is accusing his opponent's political ads of lying and publicly displaying his home that has led to a shooting into his home and shots fired at his parents' home, lodging a few feet away from his children. Mr. Harrigan on Fox News Friday says desperation is leading Democrats to do anything to win the election.
It's because my opponent is desperate to do anything that he possibly can to talk about anything other than what actually matters in this campaign, which is the economy, inflation, rampant crime, declining educational outcomes for our kids, the crisis at the southern border. It doesn't matter what he has to manufacture. He is willing to trade my security and my family's security to score political points, and it's reprehensible.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
More than three dozen people were injured in a fire that broke out in a high-rise building in Manhattan Saturday morning. Officials said two of those injured were in critical condition. Photos and videos posted online showed firefighters carrying out a dramatic rescue from a high floor using ropes. Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh praised FDNY personnel for the job that they did rescuing fire victims.
Fire, EMS, and dispatch did an extraordinary job rescuing a number of civilians, including an incredible roof rope rescue that many of you have seen on the 20th floor.
Officials said the fire was caused by a lithium battery connected to an e-bike. On the last weekend before midterm elections, President Biden spoke at a rally in Philadelphia for Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman and gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro. Biden told the rally crowd Democratic policies are creating jobs and restoring American industry.
John and I understand we need to make things in America the first time in a long time, and we are. That means instead of shipping jobs overseas, we're shipping product overseas.
Medicare's open enrollment is underway through December 7th. So are the scams. Health experts are warning older adults to be on guard against marketing tactics that might mislead them into signing up for Medicare Advantage plans that do not cover their regular doctors or prescriptions and may also drive up out-of-pocket costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.